slang gets you guys going. People love to talk about language. Hey, John, shoot me some California slang, will you?
One of the terms, slang terms, that we always use is hella.
Thanks to our listener, John, in California. And this ex-Californian gave us a call.
My slang that I always use is I am always saying dude, which is kind of a giveaway that I'm actually originally from Southern California, even though I live in Florida.
All right, dude. One more thought on language. When slang becomes a form of hate speech, clearly the targeted audience of the movie Mean Girls did not expect that anyone in that group cared about the R word.
I used to be homeschooled.
Wait, what?
My mom taught me at home.
No, I know what homeschool is. I'm not retarded. So you've actually never been to a real school before?
And during this past Monday's presidential debate, political commentator Ann Coulter, with her own well-honed personal brand of mean girl, tweeted the following. I highly approve of Romney's decision to be kind and gentle to the retard. The president, she suggested, was the retard. There was plenty of uproar. Ms. Coulter seemed to look for such storms of meanness, and when told using that word might be offensive to some people, her response was, quote, the only people who will be offended are too retarded to understand it. But we can test this proposition of intolerance. Now, Frank, as a 30-year-old man with Down syndrome, you understand what Ann Coulter is saying, right?
I do.
What does it mean to you?
It means that it's hurtful, and not only hurtful, it is a mean thing to say to someone.
Why would somebody be that mean, do you think?
It would be that mean because of people just don't know me.
John Franklin Stevens, who goes by the name Frank, is a Special Olympics athlete and author of an open letter to Ann Coulter in response to that tweet calling President Obama a retard. And Frank, can I ask you to go ahead and read a part of the letter that you wrote that was published all over the place, including Huffington Post?
Dear Ann Coulter, come on, Miss Coulter. You aren't dumb and you aren't shallow. So why are you constantly using a word like the R word as an insult? I am a 30-year-old man with Down syndrome who has struggled with the public's perception that an intellectual disability means that I am dumb and shallow. I am not either of those things, but I do process information more slowly than the rest of you. In fact, it has taken me all day to figure out how to respond to your use of the R word last night.
It took you all day. You must have been feeling pretty bad.
Yeah. I couldn't believe that she would say something like that.
How much response have you received, Frank?
I have received a lot of responses, and it was on computer. And I mean, it just exploded with news.
So is your mom there with you, Frank?
She is.
That's totally fine. I'm sure she was as shocked as anyone by Ann Coulter's remark. Also with us is Catherine Stone, founder and editor of the blog postpartumprogress.com. She wrote an article for the parentdish.com blog entitled Why I Quit Using the Word Retarded. Does this conversation have some relevance to your life, Catherine?
It does. You know, I grew up in the 80s where this was actually a very common word. We used it all the time to refer to all sorts of things. And in some cases, it was to be mean. In other cases, it was just to, refer to something that we thought was silly, but it didn't have a lot of, menace behind it. As a kid, when you have sort of these words that you use in your lexicon, they stick with you. You just sort of keep using them because that's how you grow up, like awesome, any sort of words like that. And so, I was really actually used to using it all the time and not thinking about it. And then as an adult, I start spending time with women who are mothers of children who have special needs. And, their reaction to that word is they just, they don't like it. And it's very, in many cases, it's very hurtful. And so then, I started thinking, I can't do this anymore. These people are my friends. And to see them be hurt because someone is referring to their beloved child in a way that's derogatory really gets you. And I wrote, I think, in that piece on Parentish, perhaps there are all other sorts of arguments that should have made me change my mind, but that was the thing that got to me, was the idea that I would hurt a fellow mother by using that word. And as a parent, I just can't do that.
So Ann Coulter's use of the word is maybe hateful, but it's also just ignorant. She obviously has a very narrow circle of friends.
Well, perhaps, or maybe they've spoken to her and it doesn't matter. I don't know. You know, I don't know. And I have seen people respond very negatively, actually, not just Anne, whose response I don't think was certainly not one that I would have had. You know, I've seen a lot of my friends ask people to stop and get really nasty responses about free speech and shut up and really rude stuff. And it's hard for me to understand when someone reaches out to you in a very kind way and says, please don't do this because it hurts me, that you couldn't respond with kindness.
Well, I think the explanation is that people with disabilities, people with intellectual disabilities are perceived as completely powerless in this society. So it's kind of open season. Frank, you still there?
I am still here.
You had a great suggestion for Ann Coulter to try to help and educate her. So as a 30-year-old Down syndrome man, what would your suggestion be to educate Ann Coulter?
I just want people like Miss Coulter to take the time to get to know who we really are and stop encouraging people to disrespect us just because we have to struggle to make ourselves understood.
So if she visited you at the Special Olympics next time you compete, what would she see?
Would she like games like basketball, probably a bowling event, or maybe soccer, track and field? I mean, any sport that you can just name with amazing athletes.
And do you compete?
I do.
What's your event?
Well, right now, I'm getting ready to jump into basketball.
So you're a basketball player?
I am.
Well, you're just like the president. He plays basketball. Did you know that?
Wow.
So, Frank, thanks so much for helping us out here and for helping out Ann Coulter.
You're welcome.
I think, you know, you're a great spokesman for you and your community, and I'd put you in a debate with Ann Coulter anytime.
Thank you. Maybe I got you for a campaign donor, right?
Hey, sign me up, buddy.
Okay.
John Franklin Stevens is a Special Olympics athlete and author of the open letter to Ann Coulter in response to her tweet calling President Obama a retard. Catherine Stone is a writer who wrote an article entitled Why I Quit Using the Word Retarded.